There's a discourse in the canon about breath meditation. It's one of the few discourses that actually says what time of year it was done, or given. It was a full moon 1 month after the end of the rains retreat, in other words, today. The Buddha gave a discourse on breath meditation. He laid out the 16 steps, talked about how you follow breath. You've got the body, you've got feelings, you've got the mind, and you've got mental qualities all right here. So it's a complete practice. You're looking at the breath, but not only looking at the breath, you're looking at the mind, looking at the breath. Because that's the important part. You use the breath as an anchor here in the present moment. When you're with the breath, you know you're in the present moment because there is no future breath you can watch. There's no past breath you can watch. Just the breath you've got right here, right now. Once the mind is focused on the present, then you can watch it. You can see where its attachments are. You can see where its skillful qualities are. And then you can work with them. You don't just watch them. If something is unskillful in the mind, you do your best to get rid of it. Develop some dispassion for it. If something is skillful, you try to encourage it. And as a result, the Buddha says you can gain all of the qualities that lead to awakening as you focus here, get the mind settled down, work on developing skillful qualities and getting rid of unskillful ones. And finally, the mind really settles down with a sense of ease, a sense of equanimity, a sense of well-being. That's where you can watch it even more clearly. So we focus on the breath to get the mind. Might say it's like a trap for the mind. And the breath, making the breath comfortable, making the breath comfortable throughout the whole body. That's the lure. So if the breath is not alluring, what can you do to make it more alluring? You can try thinking of the breath energy going to different parts of the body that don't usually get nourished. You can also think about the fact that as the breath flows through the body, it's good for the body. Parts of the body feel tense or tight, let them open up. Let them have some good breath energy too. This gives you something to do in the present moment and just sit there watching in, out, in, out. You see, there's a lot going on here, and that's just in the body. Even more things are going on in the mind. The many layers of discussion in the mind, many layers of intentions. You get to see them only when you get really quiet. So work with the breath in the body, get everything settled out in the body. Then the mind becomes a lot more clear. And you realize that even though this discourse was given more than 2,600 years ago, it's right here, right now. All the Buddha's teachings are right here, right now. Just a matter of using them here and now, you get the most out of them.